Well, lately I've been musing, and my musing is going to the dogs. The months of February and March bring out the bark in many Yukoners, and it's not always just the weather. It's the anticipation felt in kennels throughout the territory as the annual season of sled dog racing reaches a pinnacle of action. The qualifiers for the distant races, the Quest 300, the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest, toughest sled dog race in the world, followed closely by fun competition at the Sourdough Rendezvous. And now, the successful resurgence of the Silver Sled out of Haines Junction. And later in the month, the legendary Man of Iron, Percy DeWolf Memorial, Mail Run, run out of Dawson City. It's also the time of season when the bark comes off some, as mushers, handlers, and the dogs come under scrutiny. Those in the know will tell you scrutiny of any well-run operation is certainly acceptable. In fact, legitimate interest is usually welcome. It must also be said, the vast majorities of owners and handlers of any type of livestock know treating them well with care is essential to everybody's well-being. Some oracle in the past must have said, it still remains one of the truisms, to criticize is certainly one of the easiest observations to make. You don't even have to be knowledgeable, although if you are, your criticism is much more palatable. There are instances of neglect and brutality with any animals, which, when discovered, are dealt with under the law or otherwise. This is good. However, it is a fact that these instances are very much a rarity rather than the norm. This is also good. As for competitive kennels I have visited throughout the territory and races I have volunteered and participated in, I can honestly say I have never witnessed any type of neglect nor heard any tales of abuse around the evening fire. And let there be no doubt, if neglect was known, it would have been and still will be dealt with. We are talking hundreds of dogs, dozens of kennels. With that being said, the Quest was once again a triumph. An indication of the attention paid to teams can be seen in Rule 16 in a 10-page book on the Silver Sled Conduct. There shall be no cruel or inhumane treatment of dogs. The race marshal, in conjunction with the race vet, will have absolute authority over the dog team. Their judgment as to the withdrawal of dogs from the race or any other conditions relative to dog care on the trail shall be final. Any inappropriate or inhumane treatment of dogs will result in a penalty and or disqualification and refusal of future entry into the races. A tip of the toque must go to the organizers of the many, many races every season. And let's not be remiss and not mention the inclusion of the youth, the kids, in almost all competitive and just plain fun runs with dog teams. Be it a couple of months at home or many more at the kennel, there are always chores to be responsible for and feel good about when the team responds to you standing behind the basket. Well, get on out and enjoy. Keep waving.